Welcome back, interweb friends. Stop the movie, I want to get out. Hollywood makes bad movies. We make fun of them. I should probably change that catchphrase for this one because I don't think Hollywood made this movie. This has Spain written all over it. This has Spanish tax credits all over this week's movie. I'm Alex Dunbar, joined, as always, by the Stop the Movie crew. Jack Estabrook.
Hello.
Cody Wolf.
Hi.
Andrew Rockets.
Present.
Brian Mueller.
Hello.
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 I was a little off on that.
Finally, we got the barbershop quartet effect. We finally accomplished it. Yes. Yes.
It only took us a year and a half.
That's right. This week's movie is Cold Light of Day.
Cold, hard light, long day, night, whatever.
It's the weirdest. Oh, I could never remember. Wow. I couldn't remember this title.
Of any
the whole
movie
time
we've ever
saying,
watched, can I just start off by saying this is the film that has the title that is the most
obscure.
Obscure. It's the most dissociated with the film that its title is.
Yeah. And don't worry, little preview. Guess what our so wrong it's right question is going to be about.
Again,
yeah. I can't wait.
Another one I watched. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No, I mean with my 12-year-old. She saw the title, oh, and she's like,
"That's an art film.
Is it a film about like the sun is gone?" And it's, you know, she had ideas what it was.
That would mean. Actually, kind like, of is with the amount of day for night and shooting in this.
Oh my god,
terrible! Don't even.
Yeah. She called it the cold night for day.
Your daughter gave a great interpretation. This is a movie where the sun is gone mysteriously.
The day for night stuff.
That was terrible.
Yeah, this is a 2012. This really shocked me. I don't know if you guys knew this. This was not a direct-to-video movie.
I remember when it came out.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I had never heard of it. Yeah.
This opened on 1,500 screens.
Yeah. Oh, really? Never heard of it.
1,500 screens. It basically was out of theaters about 2 weeks later. But this had a wide opening.
It didn't see the cold light of day very long in theaters.
Yeah. It was a cold audience. Okay, so to jump right into this movie, we're probably gonna be jumping around a little bit.
This is the most bizarre start of a film for me because they were like obscuring what's his face's face for like four shots.
Oh yeah. Like, I know what you're talking. Yeah.
I'm thinking this guy has no eyes or he's a burn victim or something because they do all this obscuring of his face and then all of a sudden they reveal him past Bruce Willis's head and all of a sudden you see him and you're like, oh, he's a normal-looking guy.
This reminded me.
He's such a big star.
You expect something like that. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God. Henry Cavill Abel.
Well, because we're going to do a little inside baseball, because all of us work in TV. This reminded me of, it was like the cinematographer and the director just learned, like, you know, we can get a shot from behind him as he's walking. And we could do that for every shot. Like, that's...
That's right.
At some point, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, how much of this movie is shot from just behind people walking? And yeah.
It had nothing to do with the plot at all.
No point to it.
It certainly had nothing to do with the cold temperature or the sunlight.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But what didn't?
We'll kind of jump into some of the setup. Henry Cavill is coming to meet his family who are living on a boat in Spain.
They're on vacation, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Sailboat cruise.
Okay, yeah, they're on holiday in Spain.
Every year, apparently, they do it.
Yeah. He met his dad at the airport, who's Bruce Willis.
And he has a very awkward relationship with his dad, which is really explained here. Well, nor really later in the movie.
Every movie like this nowadays, everybody has a rocky relationship.
I know I do.
See, fathers and sons just don't get along. My contentious relationship.
Boy, things got really awkward.
Wow.
I want us to leave so you guys can flesh this out.
I will not be here next week or...
this is the Wolf. I just realized that. This is the Wolf family story.
Yeah, this is
what goes on.
So they have this awkward conversation on the way to the boat in their car. And basically, Henry Cavill is always on the phone.
Yeah. He's some big shot businessman.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Henry Cavill.
And
he's always on the phone, and Bruce Willis is like, oh, you want to spend time with your family or on vacation whenever? And
Henry Cavill's
some
like,
weird, yeah.
You know,
well, they do this again. They're building this business thing, like, but that goes nowhere.
Nope, that goes nowhere. It
goes absolutely nowhere.
My business is going bankrupt. We're out of business. Nope, never goes. That, it never important again.
Right, I'm waiting for that towards the end.
Sounds like a good time for a caper.
They gotta bring this back, right? They don't bring it back.
Yeah, And I'm going to jump forward. They have this big family dinner that night, which if you actually, I see, our last movie, Supernova, I said, if you like glares and awkward looks, like Supernova's your movie, this movie might top it. If you like awkward looks, like, and just sideways glances, this beginning of this movie makes it into like an art form. It's just like cutting from like weird glances to awkward looks, cut back to someone else looking at someone weird. Like, it's just a montage of like eyes shiftily doing things.
Well, Bruce Willis does his like classic glare. He like doesn't have a line in this dinner scene. It goes on for like 5 minutes, and all he's doing is just like,
yeah. Then he tells some awkward story. He can pull it off though. Bruce Willis can pull that off.
Yeah.
But then, a weird thing too, like Henry Cavill's brother has a girlfriend there too. And it just really didn't matter that he had a girlfriend there. Like, I thought it could might as well just been another sister or something. Because I thought like it was going to be like, oh, they kill this character off because she's actually not a family member. But nothing happened. Like, it was...
Something happened. She gets smacked in the face by the mast of the boat.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. So,
I laughed.
And it kind of... They sort of set up that he has... I don't know, that he has a good relationship with his mom, awkward relationship with his dad, and like a little sibling rivalry with his brother. And why? And they're kind of setting this up like it's supposed to matter, although, as we're soon going to learn... Really, none of this matters at all. And it's, you get about 3 minutes of dialogue and 15 minutes of awkward looks.
And then like five phone calls.
Five phone calls. And then Bruce Willis gets frustrated because Henry Cavill is getting distracted while they're out sailing. And like a boom comes around and almost knocks out his brother's girlfriend. And so Bruce Willis like whips the phone into the ocean.
And then he's got to go swim to shore to get medical supplies for the girl.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that's where the real, so right now we've had about 20 minutes of just like nothing. like a not funny Wes Anderson family drama, is what I would call it.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
it's like the Royal Tenenbaums if there were no jokes. And so now, okay, so Henry Cavill then comes back out to the boat or tries to
at this point though, like you see some boats circling.
Bruce Willis, that's right.
Yeah, they're kind of setting something up, and Bruce Willis looks a little concerned. Like,
yeah.
Oh, these guys are getting a little too close to our boat.
And so like, then,
do you notice that bag? So when Henry Cavill goes to the store to get supplies, the bag like mysteriously disappears, like comes in and out of his hand.
And it also has CIA written right across it. How did he not notice that later on in the movie?
I didn't even notice it.
I didn't
notice it. Literally says he's holding the bag that he has presumably brought with him so that he could swim the medicine back to the boat without it getting wet.
I can't see his father.
And he walks out on the beach. He like notices the boat isn't there, and he senses something's wrong. And they do the shot of his feet, and he's holding the bag, and literally in big bright green letters it says on the bag CIA.
Yep.
Oh, are you sure it wasn't?
They
the
do
end
that
of,
slow, really slow, painful pan too.
Yeah.
Of the,
oh my god.
Oh my god, there's so many old men sunning themselves.
Coming around.
Like, they do that like three times.
That was
like
the longest pan ever.
Yeah. Like, oh my god, just get to the end of it. They got the end
of it. Right,
because
they show the ocean, but then it takes like another 90 degrees to get to him, so it's just beach and people like sunbathing and like trees.
The way to use that location, guys. They had to show they were really on a beach.
Is my family's boat on the beach? No, but let me keep spinning around.
Is it in the parking lot?
It's not
behind me, is it?
Well, it was like a Where's Waldo. The audience is supposed to try to find Bruce Willis in this pan, and I didn't find him. If you write the director, maybe he'll give you a hint.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, all right, can we also talk about this? Alright, so Henry Cavill like goes to Spain apparently like every year for this vacation. His knowledge of Spanish is at like a pre-kindergarten level.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna get more into
speak
that.
Speak English. Even at scenes where he demands they
do
speak
you speak
English.
Spanish? Español. Hola.
Yeah. Because they apparently go there like every summer.
I only go to Spain every summer since I was six.
He apparently is an idiot, which is probably why his company is going bankrupt.
So he finally...
Speak English! I'm American!
I can't wait to get into this next part.
I demand you talk English.
So he finds his family's boat, which is now abandoned in this other cove. There's no one on it. You know, his family is missing. Bottom line. And
they've been... Abducted.
Oh,
yeah, this
yeah.
movie has more abductions than Abducted did.
Yeah, this movie actually could have been called Abducted.
Just one, yeah.
So he goes, this is going to set up a theme in this movie. Henry Cavill then goes to the Spanish police station to report,
demands they speak English.
Well, to report this family's missing. But like any time Henry Cavill needs to talk to someone, he doesn't just walk in and be like, you know, hello, I'm Henry Cavill. It's like, hey, something's happened to my family.
My family's gone. Can you imagine being here
what's
in America,
your name, son?
And
Henry
having like
Cavill.
Just like someone from like Spain come in here and be like, speak Spanish.
He's speaking Spanish.
He gets into a fight with the officers just trying to like take his basic report as he's like screaming and so like wired. There's also a lot of like, I have a note in my sheet here that just says like, I was gonna go to Tosche Station to buy some power converter. it gets very whiny too.
That's like, about right there.
We were gonna head to Lapia tonight.
Yeah. And I maybe so his family's missing. Mm-hmm. We then go and if you see this movie for nothing else,
Day for Night,
the craziest Day for Night.
This is just ridiculous. It's one of my biggest. It's the 21st century. They perfected night shoots years ago. Like, yeah. Day for Night is a thing of the past from like the black and white days when you can get away with it.
This is.
And it's one of my biggest pet peeves in movies too, is especially that terribly. I mean, they're walking on the beach, you can see the sun shining on their heads and everything.
Car
and
shadows
like,
on the ground.
It's just a blue filter over it, and it's like.
Yep.
And then when the car's driving, they had like CG headlights on the ground. Yes. And it was like so bad.
And what makes it even crazier is there's not even a point to saying like, oh, this has to be a night scene. This could have been a day scene. Like, right. It doesn't
night
even have to be
night. Adds
nothing
to the tension
no,
at all.
There's no reason for it.
Well, yeah. And it gets even worse because then because the cops bring you out to the beach, they. Apparently are bad guys.
I guess
they're in with the terrorists, I guess, yeah.
And so there's this, he steals a cop car and there's this chase and then he just drives into a tree. But then there's this fight scene where Bruce Willis shows
all
back
up. All of a sudden, out of the blue.
But because of the, literally out of the blue, because.
Out of the
cold. It's literally, it's literally blue.
But because of the bad Day for Night, it's like you can't even tell what's happening because it's so dark and it's terrible.
They like did something with the contrast and post probably.
Yeah, it's just bad.
It didn't look
it's
good
like
at all.
Lit. So, yeah, Bruce Willis just shows up out of nowhere,
literally,
fights off the
literally
bad guys.
Literally out of nowhere. Like, yeah. They've just had a car chase.
He must have been he's hiding behind that tree.
He was running after the cars the whole time, I guess.
What Bruce Willis is doing there is not made clear at all.
He's just running around in the woods.
Yeah.
So they fight all these cops, beat them up, get into a car and drive off, and then they have this conversation about how
Bruce Willis is a spy.
I'm in the CIA. Really, CIA. I didn't know that, Dad.
Didn't you see the bag I gave you?
And this,
it said CIA on it.
I was trying to tell you something.
This is the point where in the movie where I'm like...
I thought that meant California Insurance Agency.
Well, I'm like, oh no, his dad's a CIA agent. He has an awkward relationship with his dad who we're now finding out is a CIA agent. Oh no, we've been here before. Oh
yes,
no.
Like, yes, yeah. We have.
And I'm starting
all you
to
need
nervous.
Is Sigourney Weaver.
And sure enough.
Yes.
Odd that you would say that at this point.
Perfect timing.
They pull up to some abandoned parking lot where he's going to meet a contact.
There's also, let me just say, at this point in the movie, I'm like, wait, okay, so these guys are together now. But I don't remember seeing much Bruce Willis in the trailer.
Yeah.
So something's going to happen.
Yep.
So, yeah, they say, I've got a contact. We're going to go talk to her. She's in CIA or whatever. That's when they pull up to this...
Wherever they
this
are.
This apartment building, whatever.
It's an apartment building or something.
And, of course, before you even see him get out of the car, there's a sniper on a roof looking through a scope.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is where Sigourney Weaver comes out. And when we talk about this, if you've listened to our abduction episode or seen Abduction, which I highly recommend... Sigourney Weaver is playing the same character. I mean, it's like she walked out of one shot
it was
in Abduction. It could have been.
Same clothes.
Same clothes.
Same
hair.
Same van.
Same
SUV.
The same like,
deadpan acting style.
Yeah, the same like, is she good, is she bad dynamic. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, do you ever, like, as I was watching this, I was like, if you're Sigourney Weaver, you must be like, why? This is weird. How...
It's not even a Sigourney Weaver role.
She's got a niche now. That's
yeah,
her niche.
Yeah. This is what I do now. All the parts I play are questionable CIA agents. So Bruce Willis gets shot,
which I'm like, okay, he's not dead. It's Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
no, he's gonna get up, gonna get in the car. He's not dead.
I know. In a Die Hard movie, that shot doesn't kill him.
They're carrying him away. No, they're carrying. He's gonna fight him off.
Yeah, I assume he's wearing like a bulletproof vest or something.
Wait, no, he's gonna come back like two scenes later, right? Because if not, This movie's crap.
I was convinced that he was going to show up
right?
and find out. And
yeah,
the,
right.
I was convinced he was going to show up in the third act of
someplace.
The movie.
Someplace. I said, he's got it.
Nope. Bruce Willis was out. They clearly paid him like $1 million for like a week's work and were like, he's out.
Oh
you
my
know.
God, that's the stupidest
So now Henry Cavill is just on the run through Spain.
Literally running through the streets of Spain with a gun.
Like a madman. like an absolute madman. And we're going to... I'd want to do a dialogue scene because he's got his cell phone. We're going to have... Brian and I are going to do this this dialogue scene together here. Hold on, I'm bringing my mic over so we can both work off of it.
I'd like to do a scene with you, Alex.
And keep this in mind. He's running through the streets of Spain with someone trying to kill him. I've got the A and B. And even though someone is shooting at him, trying to kill him, he decides that he has time to answer a cell phone. Hello?
Wait, what character am I playing?
You're B.
What character is this?
Remember, it's just that guy. Remember this that like terrorist guy on the cell
phone? Oh, yes, the terrorist.
Okay, so I'm like, hello?
What's the status?
Somebody's trying to kill me!
Put Tom on the phone. He has 21 hours.
Meanwhile, there's a guy shooting at him as he's talking on the phone. Somebody shot my father! Who is Tom? Who are you?
The guy who has your family.
Ah! And then he hangs up the phone and runs away. Why would you answer a phone when people were shooting at you? Don't answer the phone. Just run.
That was his father's cell phone. Yeah. Oh, because he took his cell phone off him. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
I was half expecting it to finish him with me like, can you call me later?
This is a really bad time.
Send me a text. So he queens up. He,
there's just a bunch of random running and shooting and...
Oh, and his crazy interactions with anyone who lives in Spain.
Yeah.
He actually has the upper hand at one point because he runs like towards some police while he's getting shot at. So then the cops start shooting at the bad guy. And then he like shoots back at the bad guy. And then the cops start shooting him.
Yeah, like why?
Like, just let the cops shoot him then. You're fine.
Yeah. And we have to talk about what I think. Andy and I had to recreate this scene earlier this week at work. I think it is the greatest scene in this movie and the craziest scene in this movie.
Hold on, my mic fell off. Is it the embassy scene?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The Henry Cavill School of How to Enter a U.S. Embassy.
he's just like...
Yeah. Well, no, normal people walk up.
Say, hey.
And say, I'm a U.S. citizen. I'd like to enter the embassy.
I'd like to enter the embassy.
I have an issue. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on in, sir.
And I watched this 4 times. I watched it once, rewound it, watched it again, and did that 3 more times to try to understand this. I'm going to do my best to explain what happens like in this scene. It is
insane. So I was wondering the same thing. I'm like, he's a U.S. citizen. Just go, hey, something's happened.
Yeah. So there's a door to the embassy with a guard outside it. And Henry Cavill... like kind of is like power walking, like he's walking past the embassy. So he's power walking, but looking like a crazed maniac, like he does in every scene in this movie. So he's power walking.
Didn't he just fire a gun at police in that general direction at some point?
Earlier in
there.
So he should be in real trouble.
So he's power walking, acting like he's going by, and at the last second, he like tackles the embassy guard, jumps in, everybody freaks out, and is like, ah! Like they're all like on top of him. Smash cut to
sitting in an office.
Oh, how can I help you? What?
Yeah.
That's how you get into an embassy. You tackle the guard with no warning. Like this guard got blindsided.
It goes from the shot of him on the floor with his like hand behind his back, and then he's sitting in an office.
I know. Do you want to? Yeah, like that was like one of those scenes where you wanted to see what happened in between.
Scenes. Yeah. Like, some explanation of how we got to here, you know?
He's drinking tea and crumpets.
In one shot, he's being held face down into the pavement by a bunch of guards shouting like, ah, got him. Oh, how can we help you? God, how can we help you?
It was just a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did Henry Cavill feel like he needed to act like he was just walking past the guard? It's not like the guard was, like, suspicious that he was going to just get tackled by some random pedestrian.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk by him to make him think I'm just some random pedestrian and then come back and clock him.
And then he gets angry at the embassy because, like, everywhere he goes in this movie, he can't have a calm conversation. He starts, like, shouting at the
embassy. Speak English! You're an American embassy, sir. Everyone speaks English here. Okay, glad we got past that. Because I don't speak Spanish.
And at some point, he's like, is there someone else I can talk to? And they're like, hey, sir, I don't...
Everyone's going to say the same thing.
Do you have another citizenship? I mean, it's just the one embassy. I don't know what we can do for you. So Sigourney Weaver shows up, and who basically at this point he suspects, you know, was involved with his father's death.
But he gets in the car anyway.
So he gets in the car with her, mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
You know, and immediately after getting in the car, clearly in his like, head,
fake out.
I love this. Yeah. This is an like, amazing technique here.
I've made a terrible mistake. So he starts acting he
starts, like
he
breathing to... heavily.
Starts breathing heavily.
She says, "All right, stop the car. He's gonna be sick."
I'm gonna be sick.
He acts like he's gonna dry heave. And he's standing outside the car. Yep. This is his escape plan. Like, we're talking through what happens in the movie. He's pretending to dry heave and then just runs off.
It's the old puke and run.
No, yeah, the driver gets out to be like, well, okay, come on.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, everyone was in the car. Her.
And then Sigourney says,
yeah, but he
forget
waits.
It, let's
yeah.
go.
Why'd he wait from the, yeah. the driver?
Everyone's yeah, why
in the
didn't
car.
He just run away when the guy was still in the car?
But he waits for the guy to get out and then gives him, like, a hip check and runs.
He just likes confrontations. It's like, you could walk into an embassy, normal, you're an American citizen. No, I'm going to beat up
not
a guard and
Henry
then go
Cavill level.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill, that's how he rolls.
And now we're coming up on one of my other favorite scenes in the movie. So he runs off, and it literally Sigourney Weaver is just like so embarrassed.
Yeah,
she's like,
she's like I guess just let him
just
go.
Let him go. That's embarrassing. Like, so he goes.
Well, then she says something kind of ominous. She says, "We'll get the other one first."
Oh yeah.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
That didn't catch yet.
We'll get Taylor Lautner first.
I'm working this other case.
Imagine
too,
if these two movies happen simultaneously.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I got something going on in Pennsylvania.
I gotta go to a Pirates game.
The Pirates are playing the Phillies at noon.
So this is another great moment. I don't know if you guys caught it. So Henry Cavill's running like a maniac through the streets of like Spain, and he knows he left his dad's gun in
like
a trash can.
Trash bin, yeah.
So running through the total madman, like hands over his head and stuff, he goes back to where he left the gun, and there's like a garbage man emptying the garbage can. So Henry Cavill's like, ah! Leave that alone! Reaches into a garbage can that a guy's
checks
emptying.
Checks that guy's side, too.
Checks, well, yeah, takes yeah. out a gun. And then
this kid's running.
I'm like a maniac. Imagine if you're that garbage man. What do you say to your boss that day? Wow.
Anything interesting happen, Henry?
He comes back like two minutes later, speak English, and then runs away.
I was, that's another one I had to watch twice. I was trying to watch the look on the garbage man's face as Henry Cavill's like running up. And this is also the sweatiest movie I've ever seen. Has anyone ever seen a sweatier film?
I think Over the Top was pretty sweaty. That was
True. That's true.
There was
that's
a lot of sweat in this movie, though.
Yeah. So he finally then looks at his dad's phone after he's busy not running around like a lunatic. And
well, he gets some downtime. He's sitting on a bus.
He's sitting on a bus sweating. sweat pouring
looking
on
at the contacts in his dad's cell phone.
And he's
a grand total of two.
My dad keeps calling this guy Diego. And he's like, I should call this guy Diego.
Why not?
I don't know what else
Why not?
I got
Why
nothing
not?
Else going on.
It's a lead.
On, you know?
But he's got two contacts on the phone, so he may as well just try that. One. You got a 50-50 shot.
The terrorist calls him again on the phone, though, right? On the bus.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he goes through this whole heart-wrenching thing
his
here
mom
his family.
Talks to him or something.
As everybody
is
around him
Mom's
is like...
Dead.
Yeah.
Our dad's dead.
This is great because, yeah, like he said, there's everyone's on the... He's talking really loud
Right.
And everyone, they must be like trying to ignore him like he's some crazy guy talking.
Yeah, I noticed everyone looked really uncomfortable on
the
bus.
Yeah, because he's...
I want my family back!
He's like, Dad's dead. They killed Dad. Everyone's on the bus, like, kind of look out the window, like, don't make eye contact.
I'm just going to the grocery store. This movie should
it's like
be told.
The trash
the
guys on
the
bus, too, going home from work.
Sky,
God damn it, what do I have to do to get away from
this
guy?
This is why people hate American tourists. This movie explains it.
Everyone's so dramatic.
Yeah. So now I get really, like, now this is where I got, like, confused,
really confused.
In this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he calls Diego.
He goes to Diego's office
and gets
he thinks Diego's going to be a friend. Then he sees the secretary, and the secretary says, I'm looking for Diego. And she makes it act like she has no idea who he is. She acts like she doesn't know who he is. But then it's kind of like a wink-wink, like she does know. Then all of a sudden, Diego opens the door.
No, it's not Diego.
One of the terrorists.
It's the driver
for Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
Who got fooled by his name.
It's one of the other bad guys.
Yeah.
Some random bad guy opens the door.
And so then,
he acts like he has to throw up again. Yeah, Wait a minute.
He does, but when he comes out,
he does say you're feeling better.
Feeling better?
Yeah.
No.
No, I'm not.
No, wait a second. Okay, I'll give you a second.
No. Yeah. Oh,
got me again.
And
two times.
So woman wants shame on me.
Yeah. Somehow they get away from Sigourney Weaver's sidekick again. Now he's on the run with the girl. Him. Oh, that's right. Like, yeah.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Does the yeah, guy what got, did he use to stab him?
He like fell
like
on a knife.
Letter opener or something?
Yeah, he fell on a knife for a letter opener or something.
Yeah, okay, and, that's right. Yeah.
And then he convinces the secretary that he's not trying to kill Diego because she thinks he's coming to kill Diego too.
That's right.
And he's like, I don't even know Diego.
Let's go find Diego, and she goes with him.
Yeah, she's like, he's like, I've seen some Dora the Explorers, but I don't even know Diego. Like, I'm very confused. Yeah.
So they go to his apartment or whatever.
But Diego's her uncle.
Her uncle, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, it's her uncle.
Her tío.
Yeah.
Her tío. As they would say in Spanish.
Wow, you know a lot of Spanish.
Yeah, I took it for 6 years.
Oh, nice.
More than Henry Cable,
I
that's
guess
for
so,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, and boy, and Sigourney Weaver, much as when we talked about this in Abduction, Sigourney Weaver is a great actress and has made great films. If someone had
if
only...
I say great.
If you look at her, if you see
I
her
think
like,
she's having fun with the role, at least.
She's
having
fun
with it.
Fun. Like, she's almost...
She's comatose.
Well, yeah.
I'm not sure she has a pulse in this film.
No. I mean, we're going to talk about that later in the film. I mean, like...
Well, one of my pet peeves about her in this movie is... It's that the kind of role where they're trying to make her look like, you know, she's really bad and like, oh, so they have things like bullets going off all over, you know, being fired. And she's like walking calmly and brushing dust off her jacket. And it's like, I hate that. Like,
yeah. Well, that was,
I feel like that's how it was.
It didn't work. It's
I
like
feel
dumb.
Like the direction of this movie was, you know, that the Spanish director had just been like, Sigourney, here's the plan. At no time do I want you to look like you are doing anything you couldn't do while waiting for a table at Red Lobster. At no point. At no point.
Everyone else is sweating. We don't need you to sweat.
Yeah, but there are people shooting, and I'm really trying to find this guy. No, I just pretend like you're waiting in line at Starbucks. Never lose that moment. You know?
That's pretty much what it is. Because, everyone's getting shot. Like, and she's just walking calmly through the apartment like
Terminator.
Literally, yeah.
Well, when they go in the apartment, Diego's, like, dead, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's...
But did you notice... I don't know if you guys thought this, but you could hear Sigourney Weaver talking to a guy, like, in the other room.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the conversation was, like, so casual, I thought they were, like, putting on some sort of show to put, like... Henry Cable and some like false sense of security so that they didn't think, you know, they would know. But no, they actually like had no clue they were there. You know, it was like such a cool conversation. It was like, yeah, maybe we'll pick him up again on the streets. I don't know. We're just going to have to look for it.
Yeah.
So how was your lunch today? You have a good day. It was like...
Do they have paella downstairs? I love paella.
Hey guys, yeah.
I really
guys
loved how you killed that Diego guy. That was smooth.
So Henry Cavill comes in. Okay, so they're in this apartment, and Henry Cavill comes in, and he, like, surprises, like, Sigourney Weaver and the sidekick. He's like, ha-ha! And he's got the drop on them.
Kind of.
Why he needs the drop on them or what the point is, I don't know. But so then...
Yeah, I'm not sure why they didn't just leave the apartment.
I don't know why they just...
I mean, these guys are after him. Why is he like, hey, I'm here!
And then something...
Here I am.
And then something...
I'm here!
And then something even crazier happens, because then the girl who's traveling with him, who is like kind of like staying near the door, she just walks around the corner and just starts shooting everyone. Like, just...
Yeah.
Like, it would be like if you just walked around a corner into a room and were just like, I'm just going to shoot whoever's here. I don't know who is here, but I feel like unloading bullets on them.
And for some reason, like, Sigourney Weaver, I guess, has some new, like, man partner now in crime who some for some reason has hid his gun in the sink. Rather than just holding on to it. He's like strangely like trying to reach behind him as people are shooting like into the sink to grab his gun. Like, why not just hold it so that you're ready? Like, no reason to hide a gun in a sink.
Yeah. What I thought was the one compliment I'll pay this movie was an action sequence that is not terrible. I mean, it's totally preposterous, but
what,
not
the
terrible.
Whole on the roof thing?
Yeah, like the satellite dish kind of like it was for what it was. I thought
it was a typical
fine.
Action movie scene running across rooftops. And
very
jumping
off
the
very
roof.
Yeah. Identity
tying something
off.
To himself.
I
want to
use this to lower it down. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it
a lot
like
of action cliches.
Yeah, if I saw this in a Bourne, I mean, it's a Bourne movie ripoff, but I was like, I guess it's a decent, you know.
Yeah, I guess nothing really to talk about. Yeah.
They got the fall when he like falls from the roof. Well, he does tying himself up. Yeah. He falls from like two stories down.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Somehow. Okay.
And he does when they're driving away in the motorcycle. He ends up getting shot, or before that.
Right.
So, yeah, that was a funny scene in the motorcycle. Oh wait, can you talk about that Sigourney Weaver scene where she tries to like pop like... off a shot in a crowd? Yeah. Like they fall down in the motorcycle in like a group of a bunch of people, and Sigourney Weaver has this like huge automatic gun, and she like puts it over her arm and like squints into the viewfinder to try to like pop off a shot at them when all these people are walking around. She finally thinks better of it. Yeah. But she's just in this minimal group of people with this huge guy.
And no one around.
Darn it!
And nobody around. Yeah, yeah. Cops don't question it or anything. You know, just, yeah.
Some covert CIA agent. That's standard protocol.
An elderly woman is pointing a gun at someone in the middle of the street. Not weird. Yeah.
So, yeah, so she. The secretary, I forget what her name is.
I can't remember. Yeah. I just,
it's
I
not
just,
important.
I mean, in all of my notes, I just called her the girl.
So yeah, the girl is driving him on the motorcycle, and he's been shot. He doesn't want to go to a hospital, so she takes him to a nightclub.
Oh, of course, because that's where you go to get a bullet taken out of. You just go to a random nightclub.
So some woman who works there and the boss or the owner of the place take this bullet out of him. And
who looks like a vampire.
Yeah.
Well,
he's like the craziest looking guy.
And the medical treatment... somehow consists of they take the bullet out and then this I guess this is why you don't normally go to a go-go nightclub for medical treatment. They basically just heat up a spoon and then just like burn his skin with a spoon and they're like there
and
you
then
go.
They pour vodka on it
and then
which the owner then drinks out of it
and they're seriously at that point like all like
you don't want to waste the vodka.
All right, we got it. You know, we're good.
And this was such good treatment.
Disinfectants be damned.
The very next he wakes up and he's up and running around no problem. That's
yeah.
I'm going to go to a nightclub next time I have
if
a serious bullet injury. Wound in
next
your
time
thigh.
I can jump up the next time. Yeah, that's fantastic.
But see, the thing is, you have to go to the right nightclub to make sure it's in your like coverage.
You have to
You
can't go to Trex or something.
You don't want to go to an out-of-network nightclub.
Right, very expensive.
Oh, God.
The cover charges are just...
So it's determined then that the girl and Henry Cavill are half-siblings. And... because she's been in the movie for a while and they, I don't know how much, she didn't have enough days of shooting or something. She's like, well I got to go now.
Well, the funny thing too, though, is Cavill, whatever his name is. What is it?
Cavill.
It's just Cavill. You were saying Cavill. It. You're just adding an Avil at the end.
Yeah.
He's like, at first he's like, so would you screw my dad? No. I was his daughter. Oh. Okay.
Oh. Well, that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, I thought you were screwing him. I mean, that's okay if you're, you know.
He has a double life. That's okay.
That's fine. Cool, man.
Oh, my dad had a double life.
You were screwing him.
He'd rather have his dad to have another family.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh, my dad had a double family. That raises no questions.
Oh, that's fine.
That's fine. That's fine.
So that's who Thomas was. Okay. I'm glad that's cleared up.
And her line where she ends this portion of the movie is just great. She's like, if you need me, I'll be at the club. Yeah, right. I'm like, yeah, that's great.
Saving some more guys from bullet wounds. <Yeah. laughs>
And
so, what happened? Doesn't he goes to meet the terrorist now, right? Or something?
He goes to meet. Now he's trying to meet the terrorist.
He's trying to flush him out.
Well, because the terrorist who was trying to kill him, the guy who was on the phone, the scene that Brian and I recreated earlier, he realizes, he's like, oh, wait. Henry Cavill's character is an idiot. He doesn't know where this briefcase is at all. Oh, okay.
I don't think the audience knows where the briefcase is or even cares.
Or cares. Yeah. So basically this other guy, terrorist or whatever he is,
Someone
is like...
call him a terrorist.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3, Taylor.
Yeah. I've seen it.
He's going to use Henry... I'm like, okay, my notes, I have to remember this. He's going to
use Henry Cavill. They're finally convinced that Henry... Yeah, like you said, he doesn't know where this briefcase is. His father's dead. So they need to use him to get
Sigourney Weaver
to get
Sigourney who does know where the briefcase is.
Because she has it and is going to give it to someone.
After they kick the shit out of him.
Yeah, they just keep beating him up.
Which, again, is
normal. But then they become the good guys.
They do.
Fine. Yeah, then they torture the kid.
Like
after
they
beat him up for a while.
They tie him up to a chair and beat the crap out of him.
It's tough love.
And then they're like, wait. He really is stupid. Stop punching. He really is stupid, everyone. Don't
risk making him stupider.
Yeah. So their genius plan is to use his half-sister's credit card at her club to try to lure out Sigourney Weaver's sidekick so that he will lead them back to Sigourney Weaver, which seems like a strange plan. So they do this. So she swipes her credit card at the club. Sigourney Weaver's sidekick shows up, and the bouncers jump on the sidekick, and then they like let him escape in one of the great lines.
They beat him up too. They beat him up.
They beat him up. And you get one of the, because the theory
now,
is
like how Henry Cavill's like the like kingpin in this, where he's like ordering the bouncers.
I know,
to
right? Yeah,
rough him up a little bit. He's like interrogating him and everything. All of a sudden,
yeah.
And you get one of the great lines of dialogue, because their theory is we have to let him think he has escaped. Mm-hmm. They basically pull what the Empire did in Star Wars. They want to let him think he escaped on his own,
right,
so that they can follow him back to Alderaan, or Sigourney Weaver in this case. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
And you get one of my favorite line of dialogue in the whole movie, of Henry Cavill explaining how this plan will work. He thinks I'm an idiot. Let me deliver on that.
That's what he's been doing all movie.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, that package has already been signed for, brother.
Yeah.
Let
me deliver on it.
Jump back for a second, because I was confused, because, you know, when he's the terrorists and are beating him up, they show him a video of his father taking the briefcase.
The briefcase, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm still confused. Was his father a rogue? Was he
apparently
a, was he a bad
Weaver
guy, or
was feeding him bad information?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver set him up.
When they come out,
that's
later on.
That's all right. I didn't hear that. Okay, because for a while I'm like, wait, so Bruce Willis was a bad guy? I mean,
that's what they try to make it look like, so that
Okay,
so it's set up. Okay,
yeah.
Continue.
Okay.
I'm glad we can explain that to him.
So they get led back to Sigourney Weaver, who's now making some kind of deal with another in a parking garage another group of mystery bad guys for the briefcase, and something happens. Like,
well, he's Henry Cavill's there, and then the terrorists show up,
right?
And the main terrorist is telling Henry Cavill to get out of there. He's like, we've got this. We're terrorists. We have guns. And
he's
and
like, Henry, no!
Well, Henry Cavill's like, no, I'm not going anywhere. So the terrorists like push him up against the wall, and it makes a noise. And Sigourney Weaver's like, here's the noise, of course. And then they start shooting everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Henry Cavill screwed the whole thing up, because he was like,
yeah, it would have been fine, but he screws it up.
These terrorists have guns and bulletproof vests, and they can handle it. But
so, massive shootout. Henry jumps in a car. Jumps in the guy's car, was running away with a briefcase.
No.
Before that, before that, something else happened.
Oh, go ahead.
So chaos breaks out, and somehow the briefcase is just lying on the ground.
That's what I was going to say. He jumps in and gets out of the car with a briefcase, and is laying on the ground so he can grab that briefcase and have it.
Well, there's a point where he runs up to the briefcase.
Yeah.
He literally runs up to the briefcase. Sigourney Weaver is shooting at him. He's at the briefcase.
He just runs away from the briefcase. Instead of grabbing it and running.
Yeah. Like,
this briefcase is all important to you, and he's kind of like,
I don't want to bend over, grab it, and then run.
So, and now we're getting into the big climax of the movie, and I have to make this point. We do have to set this point up. Sigourney Weaver grabs the briefcase, gets into a car, and Henry Cavill and the girl get into another car. Just to clarify, they are chasing Sigourney Weaver. That's going to be an important point in a moment.
Yeah, that's basically 30 seconds after he's hiding from her, as she just picks up the briefcase and walks away, he jumps into a car and then starts
running. Right. Acting like a maniac, as always, in this movie. If Sigourney Weaver's direction is like, at no point should she ever look like she's, you know, there's nothing Sigourney Weaver does in this movie that she couldn't do while also waiting in line at a grocery store.
Right.
But Henry Cavill, I have to think the direction was something like, okay, Henry, for this scene,
why is the director really French?
I think he's Spanish. Because
he's doing French.
Yeah, my French is French. I want you to play this scene like you are coked out of your mind. Pretend you are Stephen King, circa Maximum Overdrive. I want you to pretend like you have just taken 15 5-hour energies. And every scene
he's taking all the
way.
Intensity that Sigourney should be displaying.
He's got enough intensity for the both of them, so they figured they wanted to play that off.
Yeah.
Sigourney be as dry as possible to complement that.
So there, and again, stressing this point, Henry Cavill and the girl are chasing Sigourney Weaver in her car. She sees them chasing her. We get this kind of like blah chase sequence which
well, yeah, it was really boring. The chase sequence was just
I love some like the random. Did you notice also some of the random shots inside the car was like the most were the most mundane shots. Like I remember at one point Sigourney Weaver was driving and she went over a bump and the shot was just like and she's going over the bump.
Like something she's like she went like or something.
Like a shot that you could get of anyone driving random day, like you're going over speed, like like cut. That's a good scene. Put that in the action sequence.
There's another moment here, another terrible line. It's the same thing with Sigourney trying to be like this bad guy, where she's like getting shot and everything. She's like, "I'm sick of this," and she starts shooting back. Is like,
well, yeah. Then so they have have a big. Well, they're chasing her, and then they crash the cars.
Well, and we have to talk because I had to watch that 4 times. I did not understand what happened. Well, because he's on a side street. Henry Cavill and the girl are on a side street. They're like one street over from Sigourney Weaver. So, right out of Alex Cross, he comes up with a brilliant plan of
Rammer.
You know, it's a great idea, Rammer. And much like Ed Burns, the girl was like Ed Burns and Alex Cross, who was like, not a man. She's like, this is not a good idea. So he goes to ram her. Sigourney Weaver just like moves her car a little, and Henry Cavill totally misses her car and just crashes into a building, like on its side.
Sigourney Weaver's like pinned between two cars, but somehow is able to move enough.
Enough for him to completely miss her.
And apparently, in all of Spain, there is no police force, apparently, because there's this crazy chase scene going on. And you don't hear one siren, you don't see any. There's terrorists and CIA agents,
And then this is a vital point in the movie. So Henry Cavill, they like somehow get out of this building that they just crashed into, and for reasons not clear to anyone, now Sigourney Weaver is chasing them.
Right?
Sigourney Weaver has the briefcase.
Right.
Why is she chasing Henry Cavill and the girl who moments earlier were like chasing Cody
said,
her?
She said she's had enough.
It was
of
like
this.
Those scenes in the cartoon where you see like one character chasing another, and they keep going through like different doors, and then at one point they come through a door, and the and it's been reversed. Who's chasing who?
It looked like Scooby Doo. Okay, so now the car chase continues, except. With the roles reversed, and they drive through like a toll booth made of cardboard at one point. Anyone catch that when they drive? They like drive through a booth. Explodes.
No expenses spared for the sets on Cold Light of Day.
Well, yeah. And because Jack and I were talking this week, they shot this in Spain, but you really don't see many Spanish. I think
it's
it was
a very good point. They shot it.
They don't show
Madrid.
A lot of things until this scene. They like show them driving like this wide shot of like a monument, and the cars just kind of drive by it, and they're like all these crazy shots like that.
So usually when you see a movie like a James Bond film, for example, and they're shooting an exotic location, the filmmakers do the right thing and they utilize that location. They just say, "Oh, that looks interesting. We've got to work that in somehow," and they'll build a stunt or a chase or a scene or a shot around that to identify, hey, we're really shooting in Monaco. Hey, we're really in Jamaica. Hey, you know, we're really in Paris. Well, this film, the whole thing is Madrid, 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 Madrid. And as Cody said, it's like, oh, crap, what are we going to do? Duh. Well, there's the famous...
it's like a big archway.
Big archway. Okay. And they just kind of drive past it. We saw it on the brochure when we flew in. You know, it's like, why not just use your location?
It's pretty terrible. It's so... All of a sudden, they call this in like theater, like Deus Ex Machina, like out of nowhere, like when everything just goes bad, then all of a sudden... Both cars slip over, and then the terrorist or the other police force...
Bruce Willis comes...
He
died an hour ago.
I was waiting for Bruce Willis to come back, but... Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, the terrorists...
Yeah, also
guys,
terrorists,
just,
like, swarming the fucking place. Like, my streak is broken. Dang.
Well, you're doing so well.
A year and a half it took you.
Yep.
The terrorists swarm the place.
Well, that's the thing you're saying about no police is the terrorists get there before the police do. They go up, they kill Sigourney Weaver, take the briefcase, take the guy and the girl, and then go away.
And
there's still no cops.
It's still reasonable to believe that had Sigourney Weaver not made a bizarre choice to start chasing the people who were chasing her, that she could have just walked away.
Yeah, she would have been fine.
And then at this point, and I actually laughed when this came back in. I'm like, oh yeah, his family is tied up.
In the past week.
Because now the terrorists are just good guys again. They're like, okay, here's your family.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and the girl, thanks largely in part to Henry Cavill's Alex Cross-like strategy of just crashing his car into bad guys, she's in the hospital. This is really, like, if action heroes learn anything from this, do not want to be the Ed Burns or the
You don't want to be the passenger seat.
Yeah. I love this. The mother just found out her husband has been screwing around and has a daughter and she's
and
like,
is now dead too, of course.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah. She's like being carried and
nurtured. Not to mention they've just been through this traumatic experience and we're tied together.
The brother's like, oh, go say hi to your sister. I'm going to do that.
That's your sister over there.
I'm glad my girlfriend's head's okay.
This is the ending of the movie. This is like how they, this is the final moments of the movie of Henry Cavill saying to his brother, you know, like, are you going to go in there? You know, because the half-sisters, are you going to win there? Final line of the movie, the brother, who we haven't even seen in the movie, is like, well, she is my sister. Roll credits. That's your end.
You forgot this awkward Henry Cavill staring into the camera through the blinds, I guess, of some window. Then for no apparent reason, there's like a CGI lens flare.
Oh, then it goes.
And it goes into the credits, which are over some weird shapes like a sci-fi movie.
Oh, yeah. There's also that one guy who's trying to recruit him for the CIA. Yeah,
Colmeny.
Oh, yeah, Colmeny from Star Trek.
There's like a legitimate
actor. Yes, the best part of the movie. Yeah, can we please mention
he's there for like 30 seconds.
Out of the blue, you're like, oh,
you'd
it's
You'd be
Colmeny.
Good kid.
Yeah. Like, the way you handled this last case.
Like, you want to join the CIA?
Yeah, what about...
that's how it happens.
Yeah.
So is that how you get recruited into the CIA?
Yeah, what about what he did throughout that movie?
Son, Sigourney Weaver walks around the corner. Hey, no hard feelings. It was all a test. Bruce Willis is still alive.
Yeah, it's like the recruit.
Yeah. Craziness.
Hey, you kill a bunch of CIA agents and you let the terrorists go. You're good. You want to be a CIA agent?
I have to say, for as bad
you're
as that movie.
You're reckless enough. Let's do it.
The plot of the movie is pretty much like, terrorists have your family. Do what you can to save your family. Don't worry about the United States. They might have plans to bomb saw in New York City again, but hey, it's okay.
The safety of passersby.
As I saw Colmeny, I just want to be in this movie and be to Colmeny and just give him a DVD of some of the prime moments of this movie, like Henry Cavill driving a car into a building for no reason. Yeah. Henry Cavill running with a gun down the street like a maniac after he pulled it out of a garbage can.
CIA material.
Yeah, I just wanted
tackling
to
the guard at the
tackling
embassy.
The guard at the embassy. I was like, I really wanted to show those highlights. Be like, this is your recruit. A crazed-eyed, sweaty man.
Hey, he's did the pull least discreet agent you'd ever
he
hired.
Did successfully pull off the fake sick...
That's true.
So, the maneuver, he's got pretty, that down.
And
so.
He's pretty good at playing the part of the idiot.
Yeah.
Proving that he's an idiot, yeah. Fantastic work.
That's what he'll be like. He'll be like the guy that's an idiot that everyone like thinks is CIA, so he's smart, so he'll use that to the
That's what Henry Cavill said to call me. He's like, well, sir, I do have a knack for getting people I'm chasing to chase me. If I can do that with every case, we should be fine.
Well, sometimes you need bait to bait out the bad guy.
How are you going to smoke them out, kid? Well, I figure I'll start chasing them, and then about 30 minutes
eventually
in, they'll start
chase
chasing
me.
So.
They'll get really frustrated with how dumb I am, and they'll chase after me.
They'll be like, seriously? I can't get away from this asshole.
As long as I have a bunch of terrorists as my backup, it'll be okay.
Yeah, just have about...
Just give me a team of 20 people with automatic weapons and boom, boom, fence, and I'll get that job done. Yeah.
Meanwhile, his half-sister is like, oh, no, count me out. I am out.
That'll be the next movie, the brother-sister team.
Or he just at some point should have been like, also, I ran up a pretty big bill at that nightclub that's a hospital. Could the CIA pay that?
Also, could I have a new cell phone? My dad threw mine in the ocean.
All right, so
what about his company that went under? We never find out about
it. Well, that's what I'm saying. Nothing. That was
bankrupt.
Yeah, that sounds like when he offered him a job at the CIA and he like kind of turned it down. I'm like, you don't have a job. How are you turning this down? Yeah.
In addition, here's another addition to my resume. I bankrupted a company.
Yeah, not to mention how many people work for him who are now jobless. Yeah. 1,000 people work for his company. No jobs. They're all.
Do you need to talk to the embassy before hiring me? Because they might have some issues.
No. That's probably not a reference on his resume.
All right, for this week's So Wrong It's Right question. Yep. As always, this was, or not as always, but as so commonly in here, this was not the only title this movie was released with. Cold Light of Day.
So are there titles that have even less to do with the movie's plot?
I would say so.
Oh, God.
I'm going to give you 5 titles. One of them is an alternate title for this movie. The other four I made up. Okay. Number one. Run for your family's life. Number two. Shadow Chaser. Number three. Stolen Love. Number four. Sibling Rivalry. And number five. Dude, I lost my family.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, man.
So,
all right, so number five's out, obviously.
Well, you don't know. Anything's better than Cold Light of Day.
It's got to be out.
With this movie, normally you would say yes, but with this movie, I don't know if you can rule anything out.
You come up with some good ones. I like the ones you come up with.
I'm going to go with Shadow Chaser.
Okay.
That was my first choice, too.
Okay.
Because it makes that makes no sense, also. Shadow, yeah. I got to go with that one, too.
Okay.
I was stuck between Shadow Chaser. Oh, my mic keeps falling off. I was stuck between Shadow Chaser and Sibling Rivalry, but since they went Shadow Chaser, I'll go Sibling Rivalry.
Okay.
Even though that would give away kind of a plot
point. Well, right, it doesn't make any sense either, but...
Yeah, that's cool.
I know.
None of those titles do. It doesn't really seem fitting, but none of them do, and I just want to make a different answer. I'm going to say Stolen Love.
Okay, okay. It is Shadow Chaser. And I have no idea what that possibly could have meant either.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he chasing a shadow? Does that mean nothing happened to the movie for real?
I don't know if it's a reference to the Day for Night stuff, because at points it does look like they're chasing shadows that are clearly made by the sun in the middle of the night. But yeah, there it is. Cold Light of Day. And we have a second So Wrong It's Right question, because this is a first on the show. I mean, Sigourney Weaver... a character from another movie we did just showing up.
Similar character.
In another movie. You know, it's virtually the same character, mm-hmm. I would say. So we were thinking, what if you could have one supporting character from a movie we did on this show just randomly show up in another movie we cover? Because that's when I saw Sigourney Weaver come into this movie, I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And so we were saying, what supporting character from a movie we'd covered would you love to just have show up in another film? And for those of you at home, we eliminated Nicolas Cage from The Wicker Man and Al Pacino as Jack Graham in 88 Minutes because we all would have gone for those.
Nick Cage would have been awesome in Black Christmas with all those girls in that sorority house.
Or if Jack Graham had walked into, like, imagine if, like,
who's the killer? And then Nicolas Cage just starts punching people as his muscle.
We should have both of them come in. Yeah. He didn't say we couldn't have both of them show up. Yeah. They're like the best characters we've ever reviewed.
What's under the tree?
What's in these cookies?
Yeah. What's in that gift under the tree? Yeah.
That would be so. Those are
a shark or something.
Eliminating those two, but just have another supporting character. I can. Does anyone have an answer ready?
I've got. Yeah.
Okay.
I think as an Alice Cooper fan, I want to go with Vincent Raven.
Vincent.
But I think the better one would be the guy with the one big arm from Lady in the Water.
Oh, yes.
I think him showing up in a movie.
If he just walked into another movie.
Yeah. I think that would be my choice.
That would be pretty fantastic. Yes. That would be pretty great. Jack, do you have one ready?
Hoagie, Jaws for the Revenge. Michael Caine.
Oh, if Michael Caine just
he's got that airplane. He's got that mysterious, is he like a drug runner or is he just a nice guy who wants to help with an airplane? You don't know. It is. He's versatile, I guess. He's
Mario Van Peebles from Jaws 4 was a candidate for me, too. He didn't make my final cut, but I was like, oh, if Mario Van Peebles from Jaws 4 just showed up in another film, that'd be amazing. Andy, you got one ready? Still thinking?
Well, I want to say because I just started the fan club, Robin Tooney.
I've been Tunney, by the way.
Tunney.
You know how to pronounce the name right.
This fan club is really... this is a troubled fan club.
Let's get off on a wrong foot.
No fan club has had a tougher beginning than this one, really.
I can see her working. Just, yeah.
This is...
I've got to go with Robin Tunney.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Are you saying that just because it's fresh in your mind?
Oh, boy.
Something's fresh in his mind.
It's like the scene from Anchorman where he's like, I love lab. That's just like the last one we did, so that's the only one I can think of.
Oh, boy. Brian, what do you
think? I had a lot of
mine?
Candidates, too.
I can't remember the character's name, but the guy in leather from 88 Minutes.
Oh, yeah.
A motorcycle leather.
Guy LaFarge.
Would it be awesome if Guy LaFarge just whenever a character looked out the window in any movie, he was just sitting there like looking up?
Yeah.
Can I change my answer to everybody's favorite student, Mike Stempt?
Yeah.
No, I'm sticking with him.
I had
maybe even like Mark Wahlberg. Maybe he showed up.
Oh, that's good.
That might be good.
He could be a scientific douchebag.
Yeah.
Mm. He would be great if he showed up in a movie.
What about the hot dog guy? Just showing up selling hot dogs.
The hot dog
guy. Hot dogs get a bad rap.
Or who's selling hot dogs at the stadium in Abduction?
Mine was, I wanted to see Tangerine from the Garbage Pail Kids come back.
Oh, yeah!
With more of her fashions and her marketing plans. I just want to know what Tangerine's been doing since then. And I was also a little partial to Robert Mosher from Over the Top.
Oh, yeah, just because that one scene where he's looking around.
He's self-aware.
Yeah, if he just popped into a movie, like, playing that character, I would totally be more into the movie.
Yeah.
Good times. So to wrap this one up as, interesting little side note, and we'd like to shout out to the International Henry Cavill Fan Club did respond to us on Twitter, had some concerns that we were going to be on this, but they were very good. They were pointing out...
Is this that more of a following than the Robin?
It's definitely more established than Andy's very
questionable
Robin Tunney Fan Club. And they wanted to point out that, you know, Henry Cavill, a great actor, who will also be the new Man of Steel in the new in Zack Snyder's new Superman movie. So hopefully things will go up from here. Things can only go up from
hang
here.
Hang on. I don't feel well.
Kryptonite! Lex Luthor's like, okay.
Imagine if he just came in like... My whole planet blew up!
Speak Kryptonian, damn it!
My father, Jor-El, was killed!
By Sigourney Weaver!
Why aren't you helping me? Does anyone here speak Krypton?
Oh my god. Yeah.
So things can only go up from here. I'm actually looking forward to seeing him in Man of Steel.
I don't know anymore. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. So that's that.
What were their concerns?
I tweeted out a link just saying like our next Stop the Movie podcast episode is going to be Cold Light of Day with Bruce Willis and Henry Cavill, and they quoted it in a tweet, and they just put a quick little two syllables on the front of that. Uh-oh.
Well, at least they recognized that maybe that wasn't his finest work.
I think they did. And
not every actor can be 100% spot on. Come on. If this were a better movie, you probably would have sold it.
Yeah.
He wasn't the problem in the movie.
His acting was fine. Yeah, he is not this movie's problem.
Right.
This movie has many problems. He is not one of them. So there's that. But as always, that's a great chance to follow us on Twitter, @WindUpFilms. Follow Jack.
At Jack Estabrook, yep.
At Cody A. Wolf.
That's right. You can follow Andy if you have a sundial. He can tell you.
Or you can just follow Andy, and then maybe after a half an hour, he'll follow you.
If your name is Robin Tunney, you can also follow Andy Wolf, and I'm sure he would like
you
that.
You can tweet Andy Wolf at Robin Tunney Fan Club.
Yeah.
.com.
If
not
this,
not.com.
That's how it works.
If this fan club goes the way I think it is, you'll be tweeting Andy at restraining the order.
The correctional facility.
Yeah.
I said we pick another Robin.
It's a Tony, woman. It's Robin.
Robin Tunney film for next time. Maybe she'll come in.
I like how you've gotten her first name and her last name.
I'm sure she's
not going to name.
This is who's running the fan club.
I'm sure she'd love to come in. We just called her Robert. I'm sure.
Robert Forster, Robin Tunney. Let's just say this movie.
Yeah. Let's give it a week where we pronounce her name properly and then see if that smooths things over.
Just tell her we have a zero-G room in the studio.
Let's not go there.
Do you mean not go to the zero-G room or not tell her about the zero-G room?
Don't put a thought in my head even.
Oh, my God.
Okay
it's done the rabbit.
He's building one now. Yeah. He's going to launch it up into space.
Yeah.
And he's diligently just ran to the other room and started to figure out how to suck the gravity out of it.
You can use earth magnets.
Oh, good times. All right, more bad movies coming up. Lots more. And follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay tuned. This movie could... Once we stop recording, I have a suggestion for what still photo should be put up on Facebook from this movie.
I was a little bit strapped for this one.
I have a couple of suggestions.
There was less visual ridiculousness and more actual ridiculous. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, it's script writing ridiculousness.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of funny images that could be come out of this.
Yeah. So I guess that brings this week's episode to a close. We'll see you back here next time.